up, we are possibly virgins, but definitely teenagers. Third episode of Teenage Virgins. We have Joe the Show.
What's up?
We have Vinny.
That's good.
And me, Morgan. We'll be talking about a few topics today, but the first issue, we do have mics. Audio is crisp as hell, but we do not know how to work them.
We are three teenagers, and we're also virgins, which means that our brain is not really filled with anything but stupidity.
We're kind of retarded. We're on the verge of working it out and getting the audio to where we can set it up to the Chromebook. So give us a few podcasts and we'll have better audio. Just stick with us for now. I know it's really shit. Y'all want to say something?
Like we said, we don't know much about, you know, all we know is how to masturbate, and mitochondria is, in fact, the power of the house of the cell. But I can tell you that I am filled to the brim with waste today. Can somebody please just let it all out? Can somebody please just air this all out? I am fucking just, I just want to say something funny. Come on.
Well, Morgan was talking about earlier about Belle Delphine. She has made gamer girl condoms.
She released a video today called Eat My Ass.
Thought that we were gonna get some.
She was actually plugging her Patreon at the end. She made a whole ass music video of her in, like, thongs and shit like that. Horrible. And nipple tape. And then she said at the end, it was she's plugging it. It was like, purchase my Patreon for the full nude video. And I'm just like, well, damn. Honestly, Belle Delphine is really, like, falling off at this point.
She was big when she first started. Now it's like, oh.
Yeah,
she's there. Yeah, am I the only one that thinks that she's, like, more, like, pretty and cute without all the makeup on?
She's
way better that way.
And the wigs and shit.
Yeah. And the wigs, she looks better without it all, honestly.
She's bad with the pink hair.
She just needs to be transgender.
Speaking on that, what is your opinion, like, everybody, on, do you think girls really need to wear makeup?
No.
Not really.
Absolutely not.
Like, I don't understand. And also, this is because we're guys. We haven't been raised by, like, you know, we need to wear makeup. But I don't understand why they find it necessary to pretty themselves even more than they already are. Like, let the natural beauty shine, you know?
Yeah. Right? It's like society has shown, yo, you're not pretty unless you put this shit on.
Yeah.
Bro,
a lot of my exes, they like makeup, but I'm like, bro, you're cute as shit with or without, bro.
It's honestly like, do you really even, like them? It's like they take off the makeup and you're like, you know? Like... I've dated a bunch of girls where it's like they look better without makeup on. Like sometimes they'll have makeup and they look like a fucking mop, mop of like crayon just went over their face.
Where the fuck did my water go?
Oh, it's right here. Take your H2O.
We're having an intermission right now.
A little slurp.
Just for like the heads up, we've been trying to get these mics to work all day.
Literally all day.
2 hours.
Yeah,
and then Joe and I even tried on my Chromebook to get it set up. It didn't work.
Yeah,
we do. Deeply apologize.
And then we just fucked around for like the past 5 minutes. So, yeah. And we're listening to music and shit. So,
this is just a hangout session.
Yeah.
In the new Teenage Virgins headquarters.
The new Teenage Virgins. Also known as my mom's garage.
Yeah. Shout out Joe for letting us use his garage. Also, shout out Joe's mom. Please don't listen to this.
I have told my mom to not listen to this because I am not as good as I may seem.
My grandma's like, oh, you have a podcast? I was like, no, you won't like it. She's like, oh, by that response, I won't like it. I was like, don't watch it. I'm not telling you the name.
I'm straight up just honest with anyone who asks me. Like, my grandma and my grandpa asked me about it, and they're like, what's it called and everything? I said, it's called Teenage Virgins. Don't listen to it.
Don't
it has an explicit rating on it for a reason, because I say fuck.
Yeah,
I'm going to say fuck.
I told my brother, I was like, hey, because him and I are chill now.
Yeah.
I was like, yo, check out our podcast, this profanity. He was like, I don't care, I don't fucking care. Like, his stream, shout out my brother. Check out herney.ttv, hella nice. Streams like good portion of the week. It's really entertaining.
He's pretty funny when he does it.
Dude,
tell him about that story that happened.
Oh, he met the creator of the Minecraft soundtrack, C418, in a VR chat lobby. And he made a video on it on his YouTube channel. This is just a giant fucking plug. But
your brother is watching. It's like, oh, yes, sir, yes, sir.
he's over here. The dude was like, so I made the soundtrack for Minecraft. And my brother was like, I'm skeptical. And then he was like, no, really, I have Instagram, get me to follow you there. And then as soon as he got like the you've been followed by him, my brother literally like turned to me and went, no fucking way. It was the most entertaining moment of the stream. It was great,
dude. I'm watching on his YouTube. I was like, he has some good content.
Yeah.
Speaking of good content, why hasn't PewDiePie released a sex tape?
Dead ass.
I'm ready to see PewDiePie's ass cheeks.
Yeah, I really we've already seen his ass cheeks.
Have we?
Yeah, you know the Filthy Frank, the hair king.
Oh yeah.
He in the YouTuber shit, he shaved his ass, and it was blurred out, but still his ass cheeks. Yeah.
Dude, I don't know.
Remember when PewDiePie said the N-word? Why can't we have that kind of
PewDiePie? Why can't we have that? No, that was a dark time.
I watched like an old video of PewDiePie playing like a South Park game, and he was like so like he was like cool and everything. And then I watched the most recent video, and I'm like, I still like him, but I'm like, what happened to him?
It's, right? It's also like
because he's so big now, he had a change.
Also, right? there's this rules you have to follow.
Yeah,
and especially now socially, everybody's so fucking like emotional, and they only care about their feelings. Like if you say something online that no one likes, you will get fucking raped.
Yeah. In real life and online.
Exactly.
Both times. Like, at the same time.
When did humanity get so
Pussy
selfless. And not selfless. What is it?
Cowardly.
Sensitive. That's sensitive. The word.
My
humanity group high five.
So sensitive.
High fives. Dude, a person I know, they got banned off of Facebook for like a week because they were talking about crackers, like the food.
Yeah.
And someone reported them thinking they were calling a white person a cracker, and the person that posted that was white. I'm like, how in the shit did that go?
And that's
over?
Something that I really don't understand. It's just like you,
the people.
Why are you so fucking dumb?
Yeah,
seriously.
Dude, the people looking at that, looking at the report, like they had a review looking at it, talking about food. They're like, no, that's offensive. Like,
I remember I was at school one time. And I was like, it was like middle school or something like that. And there was like this like Latina chick, and she walked up to me and she's like, you're a fake Mexican. I'm like, how am I fake? My dad's brown.
My dad's brown.
I'm over here like, I'm not trying to be Mexican. I'm just Mexican, man.
It's my ethnicity.
I'm sorry, I'm white, man. I should go outside sometime.
Sun chips are my favorite food.
Dude, I eat a taco every night.
I'm gonna get some water. I'll be back.
Morgan is leaving the room, which means now we can finally talk about the important subject. Morgan's mom has a fat ass.
Whoa! Watch out! What the? Disrespect, mom, bro. Oh my god.
Like 5 minutes after he said shout out to my mom, I talked.
Jay's brother, you mean?
No, my mom. Remember he went like shout out.
Oh, yeah.
Joe's mom. Yeah. No, his brother. I apologize, Morgan.
That's like he's saying your sister. I don't
want you talking about his
like
sister.
Like saying your sister got a fatty, bro.
Dude, honestly, get out.
Get out of the car.
But fucking, but like, honestly, seriously, Leah, like,
but
like
honestly,
we talked about like not saying you need like racial stuff or anything, but sometimes people like call other people's racist, and they're being more racist than the other person.
Yeah,
honestly.
Right. They're like, you know, racist. I'm like, what did you just say to a person that was racist?
Yeah.
If you don't, like, know a person based, like, Lil Darkie, let's give him an example. Mm. He's a rapper, makes some pretty fire music. It's mostly, like, trap rap, shit like that.
Trap.
but they went on TikTok, you know, the, look at me, I put a face on, wow, that song. They're like, you shouldn't use this sound. See this man? His name is Lil Darkie. That's the first flag. Second, he's not black. He's not black at all. Just based on a picture of him. And I'm just like, his dad's like mixed and his mom's Native American. I don't know how, like, what gave you the right to
diss all these.
You don't see me going to you and calling you a fake white person.
Yeah, you don't see me. You don't see me walking up to a black dude and be like, "Yeah, what's up? You're fucking fake. You're not black at all."
Which is something. This thing I don't understand. It's like, how do people find out I'm Mexican?
Exactly.
I'm over here like I'm white. I'm fucking white. You look at me. I'm white as shit. And then someone's like, "Fucking Mexican. Fucking beaner." I'm like, "What the fuck?
What do you mean?
I'm over here like, "Who the fuck?
Who said what to me?"
Like. I'm usually respectful to people.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a lie. to an extent. But if someone just comes up to me and starts like, Wow, you're fucking racist.
Wow, you're white.
Yeah,
racist.
All white men are like misogynistic.
That's more racist than
that's like
yeah.
That's so fucking assumptuous. Like no one cares if like what your opinion of me is. I don't give a fuck what a singular worthless being on this fucking earth cares about me.
Dude, I was
there's 18 like million people. There's a lot more people in the fucking
there's
United
a billion.
States.
What the heck?
Like,
I'm talking about the United States, not
yeah,
like on the world. Yeah, all everyone in the world is in the United States.
100%
fuck
no.
That, yeah.
People
I saw
there.
A black person the other day.
He, no. Oh.
I thought they were in Africa. No.
Is it just me or sometimes like in school, you completely forget there's other states?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Sometimes
I forgot about North Carolina.
I fucking love that moment where like you're in the bus and then like you see a bus from another school and you're like, hey, fuck you!
Yeah,
that's dirty. Yeah.
Alright, let me just get real with you real quick. Wyoming isn't real.
Yeah.
Wyoming is fucking non-existent.
I forgot, there's like this fucking one app where like you can like meet other people around the
Yubo.
World. Yeah, Yubo. And every time I see someone from Canada, the only thing I text them is Canada isn't real.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, and then there's this one chick that got so offended, she's like, well, you know, Canada is real. Canada's better than the United States. I'm like, it's still not real.
Hey, shout out Tristan. Shout out Tristan for pulling every single fucking bitch.
Bro.
Around the world.
Dude, he
London, Scotland, Ireland, Greenland. I don't care how many fucking lands there are. He got them.
Jupiter. Where the fuck is Jupiter?
Mars, bitch.
Dude, he was pulling people. He's like 15. And he's pulling like 70-year-olds in his DM. I'm like, what?
TikTok girls. Instagram models. Get the fuck out of here.
Girls with dicks.
Even
girls
with dicks.
Bro, to watch people listen to this like max volume because we're quiet and then they're like,
oh, rest in peace your ears.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hold on. Thank you for watching the podcast.
Yeah.
That we have
thank
today.
You.
Yeah, that's what we have.
But yeah. That's basically all we have today. It's just we're going to yell and then you're going to like it.
You
have
will
no
like
choice.
It.
You press play, you have to listen to it through. It's fucking those YouTubers that are like, okay guys, if I do this shit, you have to like the
yeah.
video.
Yo,
and then
like
I just like it.
It
and they're like, yo, what the fuck? I told you if I spin this fidget spinner on my finger, you'd have to like the video. No, fuck you.
But for real, everybody make sure to share with your friends. If you don't share it to your parents unless they know if they know us. If they don't, feel free.
If
you
your
share...
parents know, if I get my, if my mom walks into my room yelling, I'm coming for your
yeah,
ass.
Yeah, I'm going to find where
I will
you live.
If my grandma hears this,
my fucking, oh, who, that one grandma that was on Vine, you know that one cringy grandma
yeah.
that's like always like doing shit. It's like,
what's up, my name?
I'm pretty sure she did ask you, like, said the N-word on Instagram.
But well, she, your grandma's the, oh.
Yeah, I think she owns slaves. I'm pretty sure. Because it's fucking that grandma. Honestly,
she's
like
holding it, it's so hot.
Come on, I'm trying to talk something here.
I'm sorry,
fucking. But that grandma, she's over here like saying these shit and everything. I'm over here like, oh well, you know, whatever, right?
Okay,
you got to get it somehow. It's like, but no, like she's over here like she's. It's not funny. I don't
the,
understand. It's
like
dude,
the
it's
Snapchat,
not funny.
The Snapchat like
oh
story
God.
Of
oh my God.
Of grandma's house.
I hate it.
Get the fuck off of my screen.
I had to block
it,
but
I don't
hate
care.
It.
God,
and then. I just really want to rant real quick. If you think it's cool to post videos on Instagram and pictures of you on drugs, I don't want to see that shit.
I know
when I'm trying to look at Summer Rae.
I'm trying. Listen, I came to Instagram to think not about drugs and shit. My parents' marriage is falling apart because of you.
The evolution of Instagram went from, oh, hey, that's some pretty nice memes, to these are really shit memes, to this is just porn at this point. I'm going to go online.
Fucking,
right?
It's to the point
it's
where
good
I've seen...
It's like...
It's so cringy.
Right?
I don't understand. I go onto Instagram to like, you know, Instagram's like not my first choice for like looking for memes and shit.
Right.
Obviously.
TikTok has way better memes if you follow the
if
right
you, people. If you follow the right people. It, but like.
Some of it's cringe, but.
Yeah, like most of it's cringe. It's like fucking like, you know, a dumpster, but then like you find a piece of gold once in a while, you know?
Also, you want to talk about the fact that Juice's album did get like the Legends Never Die.
Oh, yeah, I heard
did
that.
Get girls dancing to it. And dudes leaked their IPs, like pulled up their IPs, leaked their addresses, all their shit, like the state they live in, their address, all that shit, like their credit card numbers.
Why?
Because they're like, every dude was talking and they're like, I don't want anybody making TikTok dances to this song. He died. I want to listen to this shit in peace.
I want it some respect.
Oh, they're linking the TikTok girl's house. Is yeah. Said, oh, shit. Oh, I thought there was just some random dude like, fuck, I like this album. Here's my address.
I'm
like,
oh, no.
What the fuck?
What do you mean?
Did you know that there is still protests going on?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's 47 days, 48 days.
Pretty fucking crazy.
Yeah, and it's kind of taking a backseat, honestly, to what most other things that are going on in the world right now.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people that are, like, overhyping it, and then there's people that really don't. Honestly, I don't like talking about it because then it becomes political.
Yeah,
shit.
Don't talk.
But honestly, I just say the same, man. You know, support what you want to support, but I'm not going to burn down the building.
Yeah,
I'm not.
Right, no, there's a point where.
But there was a good thing. There was a good thing about the riots. I think it was like Logan Paul or Jake Paul got arrested.
Jake Paul. You're a millionaire and you're rioting.
And he's
still
looting a fucking Chili's or some shit like that for alcohol.
What the fuck,
dude? You're rich. You can buy that like. Like that, bro. Like the snap of a finger.
If you have any social status and you do something that fucking stupid, like I can get
you're,
going to a protest, like rappers and shit, they're going to protests. You know, you have the right to protest.
Right.
But when it starts destroying properties and shit like that,
bro,
that's
like,
when I call it quits.
What did Starbucks do to get burned down? What did Chick-fil-A do to get burned down?
Walmart.
I
fucking Target, bro!
How in the hell am I supposed to buy toys? I can't.
I just want to buy some Hot Wheels.
Going to the fucking toy section, everyone taking the fucking Nerf gun. What the fuck?
Dude, there's the difference from like Suko the Child. He went and he actually protested.
Yeah.
And there's people like Jake Paul who went and rioted
and
shit.
Fucking,
yeah.
I was like,
and,
come on.
And we're not going to say any political shit or anything, but you know,
we're saying
here's the thing.
Shit right now.
But here, here's
we're
the thing.
Our opinions.
Yeah, we're
yeah.
just giving our opinion. Here's the fucking thing. Protests and everything, it was a good, it's a good reason to protest.
Yes.
Obviously, what happened to that man was terrible. Support it all the way, you know?
Right.
Support, you know. But I can't follow people burning down buildings and shit, because that just turns into anarchy,
yeah.
honestly. And I was kind of scared for a while, because I was like, yo, what if it happens in, like, my town? What's going to happen?
If it happens in Hazel, hell no.
Yeah.
The rioters took over 3 blocks in Washington and called it Chomp or Crash or some shit like that. It's like an acronym. And they had like people walking around with like guns and shit like that. You know, I can see that.
Yeah.
Like they're just expressing their right to carry. But the amount of shootings that happened in that area were, and I'm not trying to say like I support this and that and I don't. But it's just like the amount of anarchy that was going on in that area is just crazy. And they started blaming emergency services like firemen. And EMS, they blocked them off from getting in. And then they started ranting at them for not going in. Like, what do you want them to do? Rush a fucking fire truck through the barricade of fucking people to go save the dude that's bleeding out in the middle of the fucking street?
And then make
they won't let you in!
Yeah, oh yeah. I forgot, I heard that. The person died because they wouldn't let the fire in. People are just... Honestly, hey, like I said, you know, no political or anything like that. But
people are just fucking stupid.
Most people are, honestly.
We're fucking stupid.
Yeah,
we are, but at least we admit it.
At least...
Hey, sorry for the mild interruption. We had some shit come up, but we're back. On the topic of we're fucking stupid, we are. Now we're going to hop into another topic. Anyone got any ideas?
No clue.
No clue.
We had some
ideas
earlier.
We were talking about how scary it is to stream and shit like that. Yeah. Well, basically just be like a YouTuber or like even any under fucking like online personality is people are out to fucking get you.
If you say one thing that one person doesn't agree with, they could be batshit crazy.
You know,
like Dr. Disrespect, his house got shot twice.
Yeah.
Like a bullet flew through his fucking window. On stream.
And, fucking... So many people are just crazy. So, swatting. Fucking swatting. Dude, that shit...
That's bad.
That shit scares me whenever I see...
Dude, if I was streaming and I got swatted, I'd be like, okay, what the...
Yeah,
I was terrified.
A few years ago, some dude in Wichita, he was streaming and he got swatted and killed because they thought that he had a gun. And I'm not trying to be, like, offensive or anything, but he wasn't black.
Oh, God.
Who was it?
Well,
donut operator. He got swatted, didn't
he? Yeah, he got swatted, but, you know,
he's
been swatted, like, so many times. What
five,
do you say? It's
five
four,
fucking
fifth?
Time? Five, yeah, five.
Okay. It's to the point where, like, you know, like, I would love to be a fucking YouTuber and shit like that. Like, right. Like do shit like I love doing.
Easy job, easy cash.
Easy money, yeah.
I wouldn't want to be a professional streamer because, like...
Not professional, but, like, you know, as
part-time,
like...
Part-time,
yeah.
like a fun little side gig to do.
Maybe yeah. it's your, like, it,
even
it's
if
your
it's
main
viewers.
Job,
even
but...
Even if it's your few viewers. Like, my brother, he's... I think he's trying to make it his actual job. I support him 100%.
Yeah.
He's making pretty good money. He's doing good.
That's one reason why I like doing this podcast, because I love fucking just...
Having fun.
Yeah.
Being with a homie.
We're just acting. We're acting like how we usually act. It's just
right.
people are
we're
hearing
just recording
this.
It.
Yeah.
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 It's like that's
which
the
is
easy
it's,
way
it's
to
basically the same thing as porn, if you think about it. People have sex
best.
Every day, but on camera.
On camera, not famous.
But fucking. Yeah, it's scary because, like, and then, you know, every time you have a stream, you don't know if someone's going to, like, fucking send you some shit. Because remember what I said about that one guy who was trying to do a stream and then some guy showed his mom's pussy on there.
Yeah,
that's
like,
fucking,
that's just weird, bro. What type
gross.
Of shit are
yeah.
you into?
God, it's disgusting and it's scary. Because people are, because remember, you know how much like people are out there that have died because of crazed fans, you know?
Yeah, John Lennon.
John Lennon, yeah, I was about to say that.
Got shot
because his fan, dude, oh, that one, Selena, I think that's what her name was. You know her?
Selena Gomez?
No, it's just a Mexican singer named Selena.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Her fucking...
The president of her own fan club killed her.
Yeah.
For real.
Yeah, and it's scary because, you know, you want to be, like, popular. Like you, it's like sometimes you want to be, like, a singer or some shit, you know, right?
Yeah.
You want to be out there.
You
want to
be big and everything.
But,
but then you start hearing about that, you know? And then you also hear about, like, how bad the industry is. Like, the rock industry and
oh,
shit.
Yeah.
That is fucking scary sometimes.
Dude, there's so many drugs and
yeah.
shit in that.
Like
same with rap community. But
yeah.
I feel like rock.
So
yeah.
many rappers
yeah.
have fucking, like,
yeah.
overdosed. Also, rock.
Yeah.
Like,
for real.
A lot of
that is straight to, like, depression,
yeah.
though. Like, so many people, they've hung themselves.
Yeah.
They've just shot them. I'm
like,
Jesus.
Like,
it's like they love doing it, but nobody really likes them.
It's
like
their job.
They like the music, but no one really likes them.
Unless
yeah.
you... like your job, you don't want to be, you don't want to do it.
It's same thing with actors.
I feel like it gets to a point where, like, with music, where you do it because you have to, and it's not fun anymore. But like, you go through a little time where it's hell. But then you actually get back to having fun, and it's you can take so many losses. But there's some people that are just stuck with it, and it's just so sad to hear about all these rappers and all these just. Influential people dying.
And same thing with, like, movie actresses and actors and shit like that.
Robert Downey Jr.?
Yeah. Dude, mm-hmm. fucking, the woman that played Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz was bullied on set every day.
Yeah.
And then one day, I think she just killed herself.
Yeah.
I think that.
There was a midget on the... that's a little fucked up.
But no, it's true. It's
yeah.
true.
One of the little people on the original Wizard of Oz mm-hmm. hung themselves on set.
Mm-hmm. And I think
yeah.
that was actually... Was that true or was that actually?
I'm not sure if that's true.
Because I remember that was like a big like that was big like
controversy.
Yeah, like controversy
mm-hmm.
and like theory. You know, you have there's those like times where like you go onto YouTube and you go through a phase where it's like you watch theory videos and like the subliminal messages and music. Like, mm-hmm. oh my god, this guy says I love the devil and shit. It's like, oh yeah,
like Lil Uzi Vert.
Yeah,
people think he's a Satanist now.
Okay, the Stairway to Heaven. That one song, though, apparently, there's like in one of the verses, if you play it backwards, it talks about someone like the singer loving the devil and everything. And I'm like, sure, fuck, go ahead.
Okay.
But that just makes it scary because it's like fucking like, you know, like you try to get into the shit and then like you hear all the bad stuff about it. Like what
right.
they show you is the good stuff, like movies people make and everything, but
well,
you don't understand how like,
right.
how
when
fucking,
you look up their
that
lives
one guy that made iCarly shit, Dan Schneider, I think that's
mm-hmm.
what they, dude. That guy was fucking creepy. Did you ever hear about that?
Yeah.
He always make those girls show her feet and everything.
Jared
their feet.
From Subway?
What?
Jared from Subway?
Oh, dude, that guy was fucking weird. I don't
yeah.
know. Yeah, it was fucking... The iCarly girl, you know, iCarly, Victoria, I think it was
Victorious.
Also. Yeah. They made her them show their feet because he liked it and everything. And he was very creepy on set and all that crap.
Like, someone, didn't they fire off shots at an Ariana Grande concert?
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. some dude had a fucking, like, a revolver or some shit like that. And I don't think it was, like, near or at the concert. Someone, like, either shot at her or, like, shot at someone else.
Hmm. I don't know. It's just scary sometimes. Like, you, like, obviously, like, you know, live your life the best way. But sometimes you just have to acknowledge the fact that people are fucking insane.
People are fucking
crazy. People are
yeah.
just crazy out there.
People
yeah.
are fucking insane.
Dude,
and most people that are insane are probably related to you or probably even know you.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. It's a study shown that you would probably walk past a person that's mentally insane. There's still your serial killer in your life. There's people that you walk past that are millionaires. You just don't know it.
No,
you know, because accumulated wealth throughout, you will make about $1.2 million through your life. And, ooh,
that's something that's like, I don't understand why people would like, sometimes, like, obviously, you know, like, sometimes you have to, you know, understand, like, if people get killed and everything, sometimes you understand, like, person, like, is stronger than them and everything. But sometimes, when you hear people get killed by someone, it kind of sounds dumb, right? Like, I'm not the only one, right? Because, so, like, you think about it, and you're over here, like, being manipulative and being, like, you know, that's what serial killers are. That's what they do. They're good at acting.
How their brain works.
Yeah. They're really good at manipulating other people and shit.
There's this really smart dude who went to jail, and he went out, called the cops on himself, went to a bank, and said, this is a robbery. He gave the bank dude a note that said, this is a robbery. Give me exactly $1.
Oh, yeah.
And it was pretty...
I think he went to jail for health insurance or something like that.
No, he went to jail just so he can get, like, because he had, like, a growth on his hand and his chest, just so he can get, like, medical attention.
God.
I mean, it worked.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but, like, it's kind of extreme, honestly. But, yeah, you know, it sucks when people feel like, you know, the outside world is worse than how it is in jail and all that shit. Mm-hmm. I don't think, and it's kind of stupid how people kind of treat prisoners in jail. It's not a rehabilitation, not, you know.
Yeah, there's a whole ass stigma against, like, people who've, like, jail convicts.
Mm-hmm.
People have gone to jail for, like, fake rape accusations and stuff like
Dude,
that.
Dude, that's
and
scary.
And they get their lives fucked up.
Yeah.
And they have millions of people hating them because of something that wasn't, like, real.
I remember there was this one basketball player, and there was this one girl that really, I guess she just didn't really like him. But it was stupid because she made an account for him, and then she made an account for a girl that he wanted to see, and then she played both sides, right? Like, the girl, she plays the girl talking to the guy, and she plays the guy talking to the girl. Come to find, and the guy and the girl have sex. Come to find out, the girl was underage. But he didn't know that because, you know, so he went to jail and everything, lost his basketball career and everything, just because this girl didn't like him, just because this girl didn't like his team. And his life was ruined.
Yeah.
No basketball coach, no one to get him or nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And he was pretty good, too. All that shit.
Fucked up.
And, you know, and I'm not trying to say anything here, but sometimes it's scary to be a man. Sometimes it's scary to be a woman than a man, you know?
It's scary to be living.
It's scary to be both.
It's scary to fucking live, bro.
Yeah. Like, you live your life normally, and you can just, like, fucking be like, oh, shit, you know, I could get shot right now, you know?
Because
people are, like, crazy. But, like, yeah, sometimes it's scarier because, you know, obviously, you know, equality and shit, you know, but, like, sometimes it's like, yo, a man could get accused for rape and, you know, that's it for him.
Doesn't that happen to Morgan Freeman, I think?
Yeah, someone accused Morgan Freeman of rape, and he's just like...
And he sued the fuck out of him.
And he's like,
Justin Bieber did that on
Yeah, Justin Bieber sued this bitch for like $60
million. $20 million.
$20
million. He went. Someone tried to say Morgan Freeman raped me, and he went, no.
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 Really, Morgan Freeman, the guy that sounds like Jesus?
The dude that's played God in multiple fucking
movies. Yeah, he's played God.
He is God.
Fucking Morgan Freeman, I want him to, like, be at my funeral and just go, like,
he was a good man.
Oh, shit.
Today we celebrate the life. Fucking. It's also, like, you feel bad. Did you ever happen to Will Smith?
What?
Oh, yeah. He got cheated on.
Yeah.
He got
cheated on.
He has the fucking mansion.
No, it's not only that. If he could have, anyone could have a mansion and shit, but what's really good about Will Smith is that he is actually a great guy in general.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good father to his kid. His son, Jaden, he does a lot of stupid shit.
His daughter made some really shit music. I whip my hair back and forth.
That was big back then.
That was big, but it's so fucking annoying.
I thought she died after that, honestly. But fucking Will Smith is a great dad. He supports his kids and everything. He supports his wife. He told his wife that he wouldn't be the same without her and everything, and she still went and cheated.
Yeah, she chose the streets.
Yeah.
And there's multiple pictures of, what is it? What's the dude's name? August?
August? Yeah, I think it's August.
Taking pictures with his whole ass family. Like, years prior.
Wait, it was like his homie that she cheated?
Yeah.
Ooh,
and it's just like...
That screams streets.
It's so fucking crazy, because Will Smith, we don't know everything about him.
Obviously, no.
But, like, he everybody thinks he's a great person. Even I think he's a great person.
Right.
But, like, there's this so, like, many things people don't know about people. But still, he didn't deserve that.
Shout out to Morgan's burp.
Yeah, shout out to my burp.
Shout out to the fucking food I ate yesterday.
Bro, there's 49% viewers on this that are, we have the majority of women, and we're just burping and talking about us nutting, okay?
Yeah. I feel like that's because we're
stupid.
We're a fucking gateway for, like, you know how women kind of ask you, it's like, how does it feel to have a penis? It's like,
exactly.
How does that feel to have a vagina? What the fuck?
Dude, it's hard.
I want to go over something real quick that I feel like every man does. It's the different adjustments.
At
least in school, because there's a whole lot of things that happens.
Sometimes when it's really hot out,
you got the pull pants down.
Sometimes you just have to go.
Yeah, sometimes you
just pull it up and
put your hand on your shirt.
And what you're gonna, you can't really do anything about it.
Yeah, so. Like in class, every dude has had a boner in school.
Oh yeah. Oh
yeah.
And
every woman has had a boner in school.
Exactly.
I've seen that before.
And it's just,
dude, it's also morning wood that hits worse.
Yo, the
if you're in
wood,
class, we both have had the same experience. We were trying to take we had to go take a speech.
And
I was like,
lead,
shit.
And I had a rager, bro. And I was like, okay, I got up there, I tucked my shirt all the way down to my knees,
bro. All the girls like, what are you doing?
I was waddling up there, bro. And then as soon as I got up there, I started clenching like my butt cheeks and shit like that. Cause you know, when you flex muscles, it like takes the blood flow away from the boner.
Yeah.
I learned that. And I was like, holy shit. I now have power over my cock. It is the like, it was the craziest thing.
I think that's my favorite thing you've said on this goddamn podcast.
Holy shit. I now have send that to me.
Send
bro.
Me that as a save video format.
That send that to me.
Dude, that's my new favorite quote.
Yeah.
I have power over my cock.
If you listeners don't know, Joe just took a video of me saying I have power over my fucking cock. it's just
great.
And there's the in the hallway when you have a wedgie, you do the sidestep.
Oh.
And then
you gotta.
And then the junk when you're like when your nuts itches, you like the little
there's one you gotta like pull down
your
underwear
down
from
your
the
underwear.
Whole
action. I just do that with like a boxer briefs.
Oh,
they're the most comfy shit ever. But sometimes after PE or after weights, you just have to go full and just grab the side of your fucking pants and pull that shit down so it goes down to like it goes to the natural
there's one
level.
Where it's the big old lung step.
But it's just
hard.
It's just the way of life. It's the way of
life. That's my explanation when women say, how is it like to have a penis? That exactly.
I have power over
my cock.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
I have a lot of friends that are like, whoa, I wish I had a cock. And I'm just like,
no.
Sometimes I don't wish I had a cock because sometimes I just don't want to be horny. I want to be happy. You know?
Quote. But sometimes I want to be horny.
Yeah, but sometimes it's really nice. It's really nice being horny. But yeah, that's the whole basis of being a dude right there.
Well, that's our podcast.
Yeah, I did have a person request something. I don't know how we're supposed to do it because we're guys, as we just explained there. if you can't tell, we have penises. A person said, "How do you think it's like to have like how girls think on first dates? So how do we think that they think?"
That makes me sound like a total virgin, which I am, but like
group high five.
Yeah, group
yes.
High five.
Yes.
But it's the matter of I don't know if we've all been on a date. Like say a date is like and a girl.
You can't go to McDonald's
like,
today.
Like not like a date, like out to a nice dinner, like a quaint Italian restaurant.
I went to
like,
my mom's house
like,
and we made pancakes and then we fucked.
Yes.
Yeah, no.
Like, it's the amount of going to, out of your way to hang out with the specific one that you liked and you've asked them out. It's the first time you were hanging out in the relationship.
It don't have to be the first time.
But no,
that's
just the first date.
That's
the first date.
I mean, like, first time you establish it's a date.
Yeah. The first time that you, like,
I've definitely went, like, one on one with chicks, but just, like, having fun, you know? Like, not going on a date.
But that's with friends.
Yeah. It's like,
but when you finally go up to the level of having a relationship, everything you in your mind goes crazy, and you're just like, holy fuck, I don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And for girls, I don't know if it's easier because I don't know if they've been in the same, like,
what you've been in?
I don't know if, what's going through their mind. Like, girls are fucking, like, weird.
I think it goes both ways.
Yeah.
It goes both ways on the fact it's, like, how you deal with it.
Everybody's
right?
flipping their shit.
Because right? here's the thing. It's, like, there's two kind of people on dates. There's people that are freaking out and everything, and then there's people that just kind of
just
go with the flow.
Yeah,
that's
good.
What
yeah.
I'm going to try to.
I go with the flow. You've seen me with other people around. But I'm great at adapting to the situation.
Oh,
I can fucking make
to
a bunch
prove it.
Yeah, I can make a bunch of fucking jokes on the spot. You know that. But if I'm on a fucking date and a girl goes like, so do you like anything about me? I'm like,
That's a fucking trap question. That's such a trap. It's like, wait, so you don't like blah, blah, blah. I'm like, so if a girl asks one of you, it's just like, what do you like about me? So they want to, what I think they want to hear is you have a nice personality. But also what I think is
that
if you say
nice.
That, if you say that, then they're going to get, like, pissed off because, wow, you don't like anything other than my personality.
And it's kind of hard to just say, I like you.
I like your tits. You don't want to say that. Because then there's,
like,
you're like,
if I'm
going to
be
like
full
me.
Honest with the girl, I'm like, I like
yeah,
your
okay.
nice-ass butt. Okay,
because,
like, fuck.
Because I'm friends with all kinds of girls. And I, yeah it, like, there's girls that are like, oh, my God, I'm so shy about my
when
love.
When girls call themselves ugly,
I'm
going like,
to fuck you.
No. I mean, it makes me want to slap some sense into them. Just like, have confidence. Confidence. Some girl
Seriously.
Texted me. She was just like, "So what do you look like?" It was like a basic, like a try to get to know you to date.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, "I look like this." Send them a picture of me, and then they sent the picture of them. I was like, "All right." And she goes, "Yeah, sorry, I'm ugly." I went, "Nah, at least have confidence in yourself. Like, I'm not looking for a relationship or anything." But like, if a girl calls herself ugly, every dude immediately, unless you're like a total douche,
like no.
Like then you're like, "Yeah, you're totally fucking ugly. Like you're just a rat." But, like, every dude should, at least in my opinion, be like, nah, be supportive. Even if they're, like, your friend.
Even if you don't think they're cute, don't be like, oh, yeah, you an ugly bitch.
Yeah, just be like,
that's
nah.
like,
also,
it's also better. Something, it's also something, if you ever, like, break up with, like, your girl, and then, like, or if you, like, you know, reject a girl for, like, trying to date you or anything, you know? And they go like, oh, is it because I'm ugly? And it's like, no.
It's
you're beautiful.
You're
it's just that I don't see myself with you or something
like
that.
It's like, I don't give a shit too much about looks.
That's
bro.
Something that's so hard. Trying to find the right words to say when you're breaking up with someone.
Oh,
dude,
my God.
I
don't really have that problem.
I've made a decision to either get broken up with through text, like the girl breaks up with me through text, which really, really hurts. Like,
yeah,
for
real.
Through text. That's why if I ever break up with somebody, I don't really want to do it through text, but like if it's like something where the matter needs it, then yeah.
Right.
Like,
if you're like off somewhere, like for like a fucking week or some shit,
if
you
it's,
need it.
If it's a relationship that, it isn't, it's like you're talking and you're like, hey, I don't want to lead you on. You could do that through text. That's 100%
oh,
okay.
Yeah.
If you're not
cause
dating,
that makes it, cause
you
that
can
makes
say
it,
shit through
cause text. That makes it even more awkward in person. But in
it's just like there's always that adjustment period from this is weird to you're back to talking
yeah.
friends
and
maybe that won't even happen.
And it's like there's the amount of there's two different people. There's you can go from dating to be like real chill homies, or
that's what I've done most of my exes.
Or it can they just completely drop you, and you're just like, well, damn, I thought we could at least be friends. Like I it really sucks. Thinking about the words you have to say.
Yeah.
And I feel like every time that I've broken up with a girl, I at least think about it 3 days prior, like what I'm going to
mm-hmm.
say. Like, I rehearse it in my mind. I lose sleep thinking about it.
That's
my, it gets,
yeah.
it gets
yeah,
my heart
that's
racing.
Something, because here's the thing. It's like, you know that you have to break up with them. Because, like, if you're
it's
not
for
happy.
The better.
Yeah, if you're not happy, then I'm pretty sure that it's going to lead to the point where you're both not going to be happy
but
and you're just staying
you're
together
not happy,
and be together.
You're going to make that other person not
yeah.
happy.
Yeah. And here's the thing, and you don't want to hurt them. There's like, plenty of times where, like, it's like. There's like plenty of times where it's like, oh, well, I'm just breaking up with you because like, you cheated on me or something like that. And you're like, you don't
okay.
need to hurt them because they already hurt you,
right?
If but
you
then,
cheat
but
on
but,
me and I take you back and you cheat on me again, fuck you. I'm sorry.
But then if you, like. But then, like, if you break up with someone, like,
what is up? We just took a dinner break. Sorry for the amount of breaks. This has been a pretty shitty podcast episode. I apologize. But on that note, we do need to cut it off. Vinny has to get home.
Right now.
Yeah, it's 8:00. Joe's been putting off hanging out with his girl, not simping, you know, GG.
Yeah.
But I feel like this is a good stopping place. We'll catch you next time on the podcast, which is going to be about not next week.
Possible. You guys can do one while I'm at my dad's. No?
Yeah. We could. Yeah,
we could.
Yeah. There might be a Joe and Morgan podcast.
The Jorgen podcast.
But yeah, that's going to be.
We also haven't done a podcast in a while.
Yeah, it's been like a fucking month.
It's been
life is not good right now for most of us.
Yeah, life isn't working out. So.
Yeah.
It's so, all right, though.
All you have to do, all we really ask is just, you know,
share with the friends.
You know, thank you for being supportive.
Thank you for listening. Yeah, thank you for supporting us.
Thank you for giving us your own ideas.
Yeah, 100%.
On how to talk about this. I don't know if most of y'all know this, but having a podcast is hard.
Yeah,
because we have to have topics. We have to have a date to where we've all just been like, oh, well, not all of us, except for the first episode.
Yeah. First episode was
just
yeah,
but it was also a 20-minute.
Yeah, and it's just you two there. But like, you know, all of us meeting in the same place, you know, being available.
Yeah, it's kind of hard. But
yeah, we're just kind of hanging out.
I just want to say thank you to all the listeners.
Especially those 60 and up. Thank you to everyone that is 60 and up.
Vinny, you got to say something?
Well, we have an estimated 26 audience size. And I want to say that's dope because I was expecting like
three.
I wasn't expecting much. I plugged it some my homies. I didn't know if they were going to listen and they more than I thought did. We've had like almost 70 total views, so that makes me happy. I don't know about you guys, but
yeah, it's
pretty,
pretty
dope.
It's just kind of like a little bit appalling. Is like this was kind of like a dream for you two, and then you guys brought me in on it.
Yeah, and it was just like shout out Joe and Joe's dad for hooking us up with the equipment,
and my mom for letting
Joe just kind of carried us.
Yeah, so we created on the Chromebook, and it's like not good audio. And Joe's like, "Hi, I have good shit."
I do feel like, yeah, I feel like I'm a part of this also. And
yeah,
I really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah.
I do want to welcome Joe. He is now one of the official teenage virgins. So he's going to be taking Vinny's spot. JK, no, that's a joke. He will be taking Vinny's
spot. This is also the official.
When he's at his dad's for like the whole last fucking week.
Yeah, I'm going to be there for like
this is also the official episode where we fire Vinny.
Yeah. All right, guys, I'm late.
But yeah, thanks for listening. Shout out anybody that's listening. Make sure to share and
just text us with your favorite part of the fucking podcast.
If you have any
and also,
send Vinny some suggestions.
Also, get us some sex, please. We need to end this podcast.
we are teenage virgins signing out.